Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Meaningful Conversations Radio Show, powered by RD Solutions Marketing Firm. I'm your host, Erica Harrison, and thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to tune into this evening's broadcast. These conversations are meant to uplift, empower, motivate, and encourage you to go from potential to purpose. For each show, we interview business professionals in various industries to share their journey to success. Our mission is to empower world leaders and business professionals in the marketplace. This evening, I have the opportunity to interview Carolyn LeMay, and as we discuss how to change your mindset and propel your life. So this is definitely going to be an interview that you want to make sure you are tuning into. Make sure you tag and share with a friend. Make sure that you use the chat box function that is available for anyone to use to ask any questions or to make any comments, and we'll make sure to view that. Carolyn is the CEO and the president of C2 Accounting and Business Support, an accounting firm supporting growing small businesses and entrepreneurs. Carolyn is passionate about entrepreneurship and is driven by her desires to see other small business owners live their dreams. Guys, I'm so excited to have her on tonight. Again, make sure that you use the chat box function that is available to make any comments, and make sure you share this broadcast with someone. Remember that Meaningful Conversation is available on iTunes and also Apple Podcasts. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and we're going to bring Miss Carolyn on the line. Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing good. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to be on the show this evening.
Well, I appreciate your listeners taking the time out of their schedule to listen in. Hopefully they find some value in this conversation tonight.
Yes, I'm excited. So we just read off your bio, but before we get into who you are and what you do, I always love to start off the conversation by asking, when you first started, your career or thinking about what you wanted to do, was accounting what you thought you were going to do, or did you have another passion?
No, I can definitely say that accounting is not what I expected to be doing. if we're going to go back and be really honest, I wanted to be an actress, but the thought of going to New York and being a waitress and not actually getting paid to act was a little scary. So I took a bit more conservative route. And while I ended up in accounting, being a business owner was actually more of a dream than being an accountant. And accounting is what I know how to do, but entrepreneurship is my true passion.
Wow. Now that right there is the great segue to really get into tonight's conversation. So we're talking about changing your mindset and propel your life, how it propels your life. As an entrepreneur, we live in a generation where a lot of people are seeking the route to be entrepreneurs. And I want to ask you, in your journey of being an entrepreneur and actually becoming, what were some things that you did not really anticipate that you found out, I did not think about that, and you had to quickly develop?
Truly putting on the hat of CEO and all that it entails was an eye-opener. Like a lot of people, you get into business because you want to do whatever it is that you enjoy. It could be selling real estate, it could be painting, fixing cars, whatever it is. But when you are truly trying to build a business, all the hats you have to wear as a CEO, it can be a bit overwhelming. And that was definitely surprising.
Yes. So on top of you being a CEO, being an entrepreneur, you're an African-American woman, a minority, but you're also a woman. Talk to us about how you, being a woman, how was your journey? That's just before we get into it too deep. How was your journey of you embracing entrepreneurship as a woman?
I would definitely say my journey in embracing entrepreneurship as a woman was maybe slower than some of your other listeners. So I am 50, and I started this business part-time back in 2012, so about 10 years ago. So I was 40 by the time I really decided that this was going to be the path I was going to take. Now, like a lot of people, I dibbled and dabbled before and tried a little of this and hustled a little of that. But to kind of really getting serious about it, I think was about 10 years ago. But that's because I decided to be a mom first, and I stayed home with the kids and things like that. So I was at a place in my life where, you know, something about your 40s that you just want us to start doing what it is that you want to do. And I felt empowered to kind of take that leap. And having a supportive spouse was incredibly helpful. One of the best decisions you can make is who you marry, because they could either be an amazing support and kind of the wind beneath your wings, or they could be a drag on your tail. So either or, and I'm very blessed that my spouse is definitely the wind beneath my wings.
Wow, that's amazing. And I love the fact that you brought in a level of transparency when you talked about your age, because so many people think that you have to be a certain age to fulfill your dreams and fulfill your goals, and the more seasoned you are in life and as you progress, that tends to shrink. But you have beat that stereotype that is out there. You know, although we do have young millennials now and people that are really driven on this, you know, career and that type of route, for the listeners that are older, that are sitting back and reflecting their life, I'm glad that you brought that in and you said what you said. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I'm sorry to interrupt, but you just made me like think that, you know, it's never too late. To for the listeners out there who are, you know, in my age, what do we consider the elder Gen X's in the world? It's never too late to follow your dreams. You know, take a chance.
Yes, I thank you for saying that. We need to hear that, you know, and I'm glad that you have shown, you know, your proven success, that it's never too late. When it comes to, you know, your mindset, tonight we're talking about how you're changing your mindset propels your life. Talk about how being in the 9-to-5 world, that mindset that we have in transitioning over to become becoming an entrepreneur, what challenges did you face and how did you overcome those challenges?
So there is a joke that says I gave up my 9-to-5 to work 24/7. So it is a bit true, especially in the beginning, because you are trying to do everything. But I will say, leaving a 9-to-5 and becoming an entrepreneur, the biggest mind shift change is that there is no one who's going to dictate your path for you. So typically when you have a 9-to-5, there's a job description. You know what is expected of you when you show up to work every day. You know what paycheck you're going to get, typically, unless you're sales, every 2 weeks. As an entrepreneur, you're guiding that path. You're writing that job description as you go, you know, on the fly. And that job description is changing, it's ever changing. So the one mindset I would definitely say you would need to be able to embrace is kind of the self-motivation and adaptability, because you really are going to have to be able to embrace and accept whatever's being thrown at you that day. One day you're the secretary, the next day you are the IT director, the next day, you know, whatever it is. And if you are still working a 9-to-5 and you have not yet made the leap, the one thing I will recommend is that you take a look at every place that you work or have worked, figure out not only what things you can learn from them good, but also what things would you say are bad and that you would never do as your own boss or in your own business. So every job is a learning opportunity. Even no matter how much you don't like being there, definitely take the lessons from it and apply it to your entrepreneurship journey.
Yes, I love that perspective that you brought, that you just mentioned, because some of us, we already know that entrepreneurship is a desire that we have to step into, but we look at our 9-to-5 as, oh, I just can't wait to leave. I just can't wait to leave and do my own thing. But there are certain skill sets and soft skills that can be taught and cultivated if you change your perspective and the way you look at it and not be so, I'm not trying to be rude when I say this or be, nonchalant, but we can't be hasty all the time, right? Because once you're out there, you're out there, and it does not mean that things doesn't always happen. You have to leave yourself room for growth, but you want to make sure that you're as much well-established, as much as you can be before you just jump and go out there. So as you have built your firm, you have been in, tell us a little bit about your firm, and I know that you help small businesses grow and make sure that they're in compliance. Well, I don't want to speak for you. Talk to us about your company. What made you create this firm, and how was this birth?
So my main company is C2 Accounting and Business Support, and we help small business owners with their business finances, as you mentioned in the intro. By the time a small business owner reaches out to me, they're usually frustrated, right? They're busy. They're frustrated because their business finances aren't where they want it to be. Most businesses have heard of the word QuickBooks. QuickBooks is the leading small business accounting software. So I'm just going to say QuickBooks because that's what most people are familiar with hearing. So by the time they call me, QuickBooks is a source of frustration for them. Either it's not being maintained, or they're trying to maintain it themselves and they can't, or they thought someone else was going to do it for them, or they're not able to get the information that they need out of QuickBooks, so they can't make good business decisions. So we all know that one of the, I call it the CEO mindsets, is being a good decision maker, and how can you make good financial decisions without good financial information? So my job is to come in, my team and I will help get your finances in order, get your business books to where they could be, so that we can see things like, maybe where are you spending too much money? Where can you plug some of the holes? Are you profitable? How can you, are you ready to afford that space? Can you buy that new piece of equipment? Should you take out a loan now, or should you wait 6 months? So all the questions that you really should have as a small business CEO, that's our goal financially, is to get you to that place where you feel empowered to make those types of business decisions.
That was really good. And I know I was saying that, but that was really good. The way that you worded it, you said it, it was straight to the point, but it was informative. So when you come in contact with these CEOs and business professionals, what is one common thing as a person in finance, accounting, offering business support, what is one thing that you often see that we – one of the reasons why we don't seek out accountants sooner than later? Because a lot of people don't, we have certain misconceptions when it comes to this. So would you be able to shed light on that?
Yeah, I think part of it is that there's a couple of reasons. The first is that a lot of business owners don't think it's important. They're so eager and excited to make money that the running of the back end of office part of the business kind of gets pushed by the wayside. So, and even if they've said, yes, I know I need to have QuickBooks, and maybe they've actually invested in QuickBooks, it's just one of those things that's really in the back burner that they'll always say they'll get to. And then that kind of that mountain of unhandled business just keeps growing and becomes unsurmountable. So that's one reason. People just, they don't put enough value on it. The second, I think, is they look at the QuickBooks commercial that, you know, I think the Danny DeVito, is it a gem? And he's like, yeah, you run your business on your phone, which, yes, you can. However, if it's not set up properly or if you're not trained on how to use it, you don't have to be an accountant, but if you don't understand like how to get information in and how to get it out, then it's worthless. It's useless to you. So they get frustrated. And I think I kind of joke that I am part accountant and part therapist. And I say this because some people, and especially business women, we tend to harbor some embarrassment if we are not handling our money correctly. And so, you know, explaining to people that you're not a bad business owner just because this is not what you got in business to do. So do what you do best and outsource the rest. I mean, I can't take credit for that saying. I've heard it before. I'm sure you have as well. Stay in your lane. Do you know what I mean? Stay in your lane. Do what you do well. Make the money. You're good at selling whatever it is that you sell. And then get people to support you. Build a team of business professionals, accountants, bookkeepers, business attorneys, insurance agents, all those people that you need to help you do what you do best. And then let everyone else handle their part.
That was really good, and I think that we don't know, and I think this will be a good question for you to answer. When you have to understand it's time for you to pivot, and, you know, you can start off small, and your business is growing, and it's thriving, and because you know, maybe you couldn't afford it at the time, right, when you first started off, you couldn't afford getting that accountant, there wasn't really any, you know, revenue possibly coming in, and then you have to shift, and some people are so stuck that they don't shift. Have you experienced that at all, or came in contact with that?
I will say by the time people come to me, they're ready to pivot. So that's why they've reached out for help. But I can definitely see exactly what you're saying, that people are become tunnel focus is maybe the right word, where it's just it's not on their radar. I think it will cost you more money in the long run to not put something into place. And again, I'm not saying you need to hire C2 Accounting to do your books every month, because for a lot of brand new business owners or even very small business owners, that isn't necessary. But what is necessary is at least having someone help you get set up. Or if you're already set up, ensure that someone comes in and gets your books kind of cleaned up back to where they need to be and teach you what you should be doing on a daily basis, a weekly basis, a monthly basis, a quarterly basis. I mean, I have a checklist or something like that. These are the things you should be looking at on a regular basis. And if you can do that, I think you're better off than a lot of business owners. I think just being organized and making it a priority will help you to pivot from scrappy side gig mode to kind of that business owner CEO mode.
Yes, that is good. I like when you said that side, like doing the side hustle. And a lot of times we start our business off in a side hustle, in that type of mode, and then it switches. And I know we kind of talked about it. Talk about the side hustle. I remember we spoke about you having, was it a podcast or there was a, was it a podcast?
No, it's not a podcast. It's kind of my passion project, which is why when I started off, I did say C2 Accounting is kind of my main business. So I gave a talk a couple of years ago called Side Gig to CEO. And I talk about five mindsets of a CEO that a small business CEO need to embrace to be successful. I started my business part-time. I started my business, like I said, I think in 2012. I did it part-time. I left in December 2017, so I've been doing this full-time almost 5 years. When I made the pivot, that first year, being full transparency, okay, that first few months, I was still spending like I had a paycheck coming in. And, you know, it took me looking at that bank account and going, okay, wait a second. You know, you're literally starting this business almost from scratch all over again because you only, I only had maybe five clients when I decided to do this full time. Just that little shift right there, talk about pivoting and realizing you can't spend the way you spent when you had a paycheck showing up every 2 weeks. So, yeah, when you're switching from a side hustle, a part-time biz, a side gig, whatever you want to call it, definitely your mindset, I think, is one of the biggest things that you're going to have to shift. And just realizing that I have to think about this business differently if it's going to grow. Now, if you want to keep it small, that is fine, and there's no shame in that. There's a book, great book called The Company of One. But if your goal is to grow it, have a team, you know, maybe eventually become more hands-off and having other people run the business while you're being more of a visionary, your mindset definitely has to pivot.
That was good. That was good. And when you are in that CEO role, you know, I want people to understand this is a process. You know, this stuff does not happen overnight. This is a working progress. Tell us, how has your company, you know, from you starting off from, you know, it being a side hustle to going into a full-fledged company, what were some things that took place in your business that you didn't think was attainable at first when you first started? If you're able to share, because I think sometimes we go into business and we don't really think that it's going to grow and things are going to happen. But can you share your experience?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I will say, even though I knew I wanted a business, I don't think that I put in maybe as much work as I should have in the beginning. And mapping out where I wanted it to go. So that is something I'm doing now. I'm kind of, you know, putting in an org chart for today, for next year, for 5 years out, so I can kind of see the vision. So so for me, your question was kind of, what was the progress been, and what did you, let me make sure I understand the question correctly. What was the surprise that I had coming along the way? Was that the question?
No, so like when you first started off C2 accounting and business support in this earlier stage, you know how as a entrepreneur you might think certain things are unattainable.
Okay.
What was those things that you accomplished that at the beginning you thought was far-fetched, but it happened, and you're like, oh, well, that took place and that happened. Can you just share some milestones, I would say?
Yeah, okay, thank you for clarifying that. Yeah, hiring your first full-time person, that was definitely a milestone. Hiring that second full-time person, which I think was actually scarier than hiring the first full-time person, hitting the first six figures, again, another milestone. Yeah. And then to be able to sit back and look at your profit and loss statement. So if you're a business owner, you should know what a profit and loss statement is. If not, I'd love to chat with you. But looking at that profit and loss statement and seeing how it's grown over the years, I did that. That has been a source of pride for me.
Yes. Yes. So as the holiday season is approaching, we know right around the corner, tax time is coming and things of that nature. What are some things that you just want to remind our listeners that they need to make sure that they keep in mind? I know that they should know, but because we have you on the line tonight, what are some things that they can do to prepare for this tax season?
Yeah, so one of the first things is having some sort of record keeping in place. Your tax preparer is going to love you a lot more if you come in with financial reports instead of receipts and bank statements. That's the first thing. The second thing is if you don't already have a relationship with a tax preparer, which we're not a tax firm, develop one now. Do not wait until March of next year and start making phone calls to tax preparers. They're busy. They're more than likely going to have to give you an extension, and they don't have a chance to know you and understand your business. And the other reason why you want to reach out to someone now as opposed to next year is because you still have almost 2 full months to make changes. So if someone were to look at your finances today and say, whoa, you made more money than we expected, maybe we need to go ahead and put some money away for taxes now to ensure that you have a buffer when it comes time to pay that bill next year. Or maybe you were thinking about buying this piece of equipment. It may make sense to get it in before the end of the year because it may be more tax advantage. You know, there may be a bigger tax advantage of doing it that way instead of waiting to January 1. A lot of small business owners want to know, how can I save money on taxes? But what they do is they wait until the year after and they start asking these questions. It's too late at that point. So we talk, the whole point of this conversation is pivoting. So having good tax planning throughout the year allows you to pivot throughout the year to make sure you're in the best tax situation as possible and when it comes time to file the next year.
Yes, that was so good. Thank you so much for sharing that. And if people are interested in learning about more of your services, where can they find you? What is your website?
Yeah, so C2 Accounting's website is www.c2-accounting.com. So again, the c2-accounting.com. And that would be a great place to kind of connect with me.
Yes, and what are some things that we can be anticipating from C2 Accounting in 2023? If you're at liberty to share.
Yeah, so C2 Accounting is always going to be on this path to providing amazing financial services to growing small businesses. But my passion project, SideGig the CEO, my goal for that in 2023 is to kind of do what we're doing right now, give advice and guidance and some structure to small business owners or potential small business owners who are looking to either start their business or kind of pivot from a side hustle, a side gig, to full-time business ownership, and helping them to kind of have a checklist and a framework in which to work from so that they can meet their goals.
Wow, that is amazing. I'm excited to learn more about both of your businesses more, and then the side hustle to see. Say it one more time.
It's side gig, so side gig, G-I-G. The number 2 CEO. And you could actually reach me at sidegig2CEO.com as well.
Oh, guys, make sure I have it here right now. Make sure that you go to sidegig and the number 2 CEO.com to follow everything that Miss Carolyn is doing. Definitely has an inspirational story, and so grateful that you were able to share with us some of your story and encourage us on tonight.
I appreciate being here, and for those listeners that stayed the whole way, we are so grateful that you joined us today.
Yes, I am so excited and so grateful for everyone that tuned into the show. Well, I'm not going to hold you any longer, Ms. Carolyn, but I hope to have you on the show again as giving an update and sharing some more information that has transpired once we enter into 2023.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you guys so much for taking the time to tune into Meaningful Conversations again. This has been a rewarding experience to be able to connect with a variety of people and just be able to talk to them and have a real authentic conversation. If you know me, I am big on real conversations, but they have to be meaningful. So I hope that you were able to learn some things, and make sure you check out Miss Carolyn's website, sidegig2CEO.com, and then accounting, C2 accounting as well. Well, guys, that is all for this evening. Thank you for tuning in to Meaningful Conversations powered by RD Solutions Marketing Firm. And meet me here next Saturday. I know that's different. Next Saturday for our last interview for this year. Okay, guys, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.